Sandwich Radio.
But now we will have an in-depth dive into the exciting indie foodie world that's happening in Cambridge, because I feel like there's two restaurants that you've decided to talk about this month alone are the absolute tick boxes for me. I'm super curious about both of them. They're both relatively new and they're actually both quite exciting, actually.
Yes.
They're both sort of doing, just they're offering a little bit of something different, or something that they're filling
that's
a hole.
Their heart, you know, that it's expression of the owner of the
that's
founders.
That's it. Yeah. Exactly. So I think it was a couple of weeks ago when I almost saw breaking news on my Instagram feed, news from Steak and Honour.
Yes.
Over to you, Pina. Now, what have they been up to?
So at the old Sea Tree restaurant that was been closed for quite a while on the Broadway section of Mill Road.
Deeply missed.
They opened a restaurant called Buren, which apparently means neighbors in Dutch, which is a reflection of one of the founders. The founders are Leo and Charlie of Steak and Honour, and Leo, I think, has a Dutch heritage.
Okay.
Although it's not a Dutch restaurant and it's strictly Dutch menu, but I think that's where it comes from. And it's like similar to that neighborhood joint kind of place, like another place on Mill Road that
I love it.
Scott's All Day is kind of has that vibe as
Absolutely.
Well. Sort of like a really homely place, comfortable, you know, some nice cooking. This is a restaurant. It has that old school vibe with turntables. Now, I have to admit that I haven't gone. I was supposed to go last week. I booked for lunch and then I had to cancel for work reasons. So I haven't been. So I didn't get to try it.
Must have been
but
some serious business.
Following social
reasons.
Media and all the posts from people with interest. And it just looks really cozy and homely. And the menu looks really, really nice.
Yeah. It's got a real kind of relaxed feel to it. But sort of, you know that you're going to get a very good meal there. It's very, very cozy. I would say it's a great place to go just the two of you, or also for like with a small group of friends
as
well.
Yeah, I think so. It has a lovely retro vibe.
It does.
And they have a pie trolley, which anything trolley, like
that.
A cheese trolley, but a pie trolley. I love the idea of like, you know, the pie coming out on a trolley and you choose like a pie with, you know, pouring cream on it. Like, that's
amazing.
Just, yeah.
And I saw, I think it was on Friday, I saw a little thing from their Instagram feed of playing a little old vinyl machine.
Yeah.
Machine, you know what I mean? Record player.
Table, yeah.
And they had some beautiful old Motown kind of going on. And I just thought,
nice,
oh
yeah.
My God, you know what they've done? They've reached into my soul and they've realised what it is that I'm looking
some
for.
Some records, a nice wine list or some drinks and a nice
a
menu
few candles
that's not
out
too big.
There.
Yeah,
kind bistro of feel, isn't it? But very
feel.
Relaxed bistro.
Yeah, I think
so. Tell us, I mean, when I heard the name of the place, Buren, I wondered if there was going to be a connection with sort of Scandi menu, but it's not really, is there?
No, it means neighbours in Dutch, and I think it's what it is.
But that's not influencing the menu in any way.
No, I mean, they did say that they're not tied down to a certain cuisine. Now, there is sort of a Dutch-inspired menu, some things like bitterballen and beef croquettes. With mustard, so croquettes are big in the Netherlands.
Lovely. Right, take us through the menu a little bit. What sort of thing are we lined up for if we book a table at Buren?
So in the snack section, they have those croquettes, which that's my vibe. They have roll mop pickled herring.
Yikes!
Fillets.
Is that on the? That's the Dutch side of things. Do you know, it's just the word roll mop. That means
not
eating
nice
that.
It sounds good, but you need to like that.
You need to like it. Pickled herring fillets. Okay, lovely.
They
have
Gouda cheeses, so they have a young aged or Gouda with cumin. And their mains, they have a Buren burger. Which,
I suppose they've got to have a couple of burgers if you're coming from Steak and Honour, right?
Absolutely. They have a steak haché, which I think is... it doesn't have a bun, I don't think. I'm not sure.
Is that like
ground beef.
Yeah. That sounds really good.
Chicken Caesar, free-range chicken, romaine lettuce, anchovy dressing, croutons and parmesan. That sounds really good.
That's my childhood. Have you seen the photo of their chicken Caesar?
Yeah, I mean,
it's not a chicken Caesar as you know it. It is like a chunk of chicken.
With loads of parmesan, which is like
a quarter chicken, right? Was decorated with a little bit of a lettuce leaf around it. sounds like a delicious kind of salad. Some really lovely things. They've got the lovely meatballs on there as well.
Yeah.
Bit of fish too,
cake, which sounds really nice. They've got a veggie burger and aubergine parm. That sounds really nice as well.
It's got that real kind of bistro, low-key dining that treat yourself a little bit midweek, you know,
so
and on the weekend.
To booking in due course and trying it out.
Fantastic.
It just opened last week, so it's very, very new.
And yeah, you can get some seats out there. You need to book. Go on to burincambridge.co.uk. Burin is B-U-R-E-N. It's brought to you by Steak and Honour, and they are located on Mill Road, where the Soul Tree
used to be.
The Sea Tree, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. And it's perfect around there.
Lovely. And it's managed by Chelsea and Jamie, who worked at Steak and Honour, so yeah. They're going to be taking over the day-to-day management of it.
Because excellent.
Leo and Charlie cannot clone themselves.
No, exactly. Really excited for that. That's the kind of thing to look forward to in the summertime. It's great round there in
That's
the evenings.
True, yeah.
You can grab
yeah.
some food from loads of little local indie places and then finish your night off over at 196 for a powerful cocktail.
Yeah, that's
but one
good.
Or two, no more than that. Trust me, for yeah. a girl who knows.
Yeah, okay. They're proper cocktails. They put alcohol in there.
They do. Right, that's Burin. Super excited about that. Now, that's Mill Road. Let's turn our attention to Hills Road.
Yes.
And a couple of things are popping up along there. And one of them, super exciting, is Afric Food.
Afric Food. Now, Afric Food is one of the most long-standing stalls at Cambridge Market, and they still are at Cambridge Market.
You see,
so they're super
popular. I appreciated that.
Yeah, and I didn't get a chance to try them at the market either, so they're still there. They're known for having these big warming dishes of, slow-cooked meats and
big like stews,
and,
yeah.
So they've been there quite a long time. I do remember that there was a bricks and mortar opened on New Market Road for a short time, but it wasn't
it's a difficult
location.
Road, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So that closed. And so over the summer, they opened up on Hills Road. I think it used to be a bookshop or something.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And they have a garden. I didn't see it, but I didn't go to visit the garden, but they have a big garden in the back as well.
Do you?
Garden seating.
As
so
in
the inside
open?
Is quite small, but you can go in the back and sit in the garden. So it'll be really nice in the summer as well.
Oh.
Quite good. In the back of the restaurant, there's quite a lot of space. Those buildings are like quite
That's
deceiving.
The thing. Tiny little doorways, yeah. And then you walk through and they just expand
yeah, yeah.
out.
Yeah,
okay.
So when you walk in, there's a few tables. It's still nice and cozy and, you order at the counter. And they have, I went for lunch, so they had a bit more of a pared-down menu. I think they offer certain menu items
so
on certain days of the week.
Take us through the menu. What's the type of food that they're serving at Afric Food?
So it's West African, but I think it's mostly Nigerian
yeah.
because the owner is Nigerian. So I had some of the rice mains, which made a really hearty meal. It's like you choose, you choose like a protein or a vegetable.
Yeah.
So we chose my husband and I chose, he chose the spicy chicken
mm-hmm.
and I chose the spicy goat.
Oh, did you?
And
good for you.
I was worried it would be too spicy, but it wasn't. It was just, it's nicely warming spice and it's served with your choice of rice. So you can have jollof rice, which is probably the most famous Nigerian rice. So I chose that one.
Yep.
You could have plain rice or fried rice.
Jollof is the one that I think you've got to go with.
Yeah, I went for that one.
Yeah.
And then they serve a couple of little bit of some plantains on the side and they put the slow cooked meat in the middle and you just mix it all together and it was really lovely and filling and it just really, really hit the spot.
I am excited to try that.
It was quite nice.
It's lovely that they've got chicken and goat on the menu.
Yes, the goat is quite,
yeah,
it's quite a popular West African meat. I saw on the menu that they have okele meals on Wednesdays, Fridays and Sundays. I don't know, I'm not sure if they still do that. I think they do. I wasn't there on one of those days. And those meals are basically rice dishes stirred with some kind of starchy food.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of sort of pounded yams not rice meal, but soup meals.
Okay.
And they have all these sort of combinations of that. So
well,
if you're looking for some really authentic food from Nigeria, that would be the place to be.
I was going to say, looking at the menu in front of me, there's some really the spiciness and the sort of spices that they use, it will be a different taste. But the rice mains, if you're a little bit don't know what to expect, you're probably going to, I'll probably start with a rice main if I go there. And if I begin to love it and get really into it, okele meals might be where I end up because they look a little bit more not challenging exactly, yeah. but they've got some different
familiar.
Things going, like, yeah. excuse me, but what, I have no idea what a melon seed soup might taste like. I have absolutely no idea what that how that might taste. And
they do have a goat in red stew for the rice mains if you're not, if you don't want spicy, and that's a tender goat meat simmered in a rich, flavorful tomato-based sauce with aromatic spices.
All right.
So if you're not, if you're not sure about the spice, then that would be a nice one to have as well.
Fantastic. Yeah. Sounds great. And not too spicy. Not going to blow your head off.
Well, I mean, it's very, very subjective. So
yeah,
it is spicy,
true.
But it wasn't like blow your head off spice for me. And it just had a nice warming feeling, you know, and it's like clear your sinuses a bit, but not. But it really, really is very subjective levels.
And so. You walk in, you know, I can't even tell what it looks like in there because you can only see the counter, really, can't you, from the outside?
Yeah, there's a few tables and some counter seating and then just a big counter. And you get a lovely welcome and get helped with the menu if you have any questions.
Cute.
You know, so it's very nice.
Lovely.
It's a really nice addition.
I think so.
And it's a good alternative if you don't want to be at a Cambridge Market and you want to be inside to sit down and have cutlery and whatever. Like, obviously, you pay a bit more than the market price, but that's what it is when you go to bricks and mortar.
That's it. Yeah. And also, remember, you can enjoy that in the summer because there's a garden out there.
Yes,
who would
yes.
have known? Brilliant. So that's sort of open from lunchtimes Monday to Sunday?
I think so. I think they're open every day, pretty much like all day.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay. That's Afric Food on Hills Road and their website is africfoodrestaurant.co.uk. Now, seeing as we are on Hills Road, Pina, let's stay there.
Oh, yeah.
One last item for Valentine's Day. This Friday, you spotted something, a little collab pop-up going on at the wine rooms on Hills Road.
I love the wine rooms. I know
so
you and
I
have been there for lunch and a little glass of vino. So there is a chef and his wife, they're called the Organic Garden. I think they're relatively new to Cambridge and they've been doing pop-ups. Is a chef that sort of worked all over the world. He's come back to Cambridge. And like I said, they're called the Organic Garden and do organic food. And they're popping up at the wine rooms on Valentine's Day, as well as other days. So they have a Valentine's Day pop-up dinner. And on that night where you go and you buy tickets, it's £49 per person. It's a four-course dinner.
Ooh.
And you put a £25 deposit. 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. time slot. I think the tables are booking up fast.
You
go to the website at thewineroomscambridge.com. Them out, and I know every time they do any type of pop-up, especially at the wine rooms, it sells out really, really
does
fast.
Does it? Oh, that's good to hear, because I want the wine rooms to always be there.
Yeah.
I don't want them to ever go. All right, then, my dear. Well, thank you very much. What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Don't know yet. We usually try to avoid going out and doing the restaurant thing because it's always so busy and whatever. So probably cook something at home. Just get some nice menu and cook something and chill out and get maybe an extra special bottle
Lovely.
Of wine.
Oh, we are so similar. That's exactly what I'm planning on doing. Thank you so much, Pina.